Durbin says Trump's executive order allows families to be detained together indefinitely and directs the attorney general to file a request to modify the so-called Flores settlement. Speaking on the Senate floor, Durbin said the Trump administration is looking to get rid of that 1997 court order, which sets a 20-day limit on how long children can be detained.
That Flores case recognizes that children should not be treated like criminals, and it prohibits the prolonged detention of children because of harmful effects.
Durbin says getting rid of the Flores settlement was a goal of President Trump's own immigration legislation, which the Senate voted down last February. I'm Daniel Baker, Illinois Public Media.